in with the latest from the Colorado Ag News Network. This is Brian Ulmer of Barn Media. It's brought to you in part by
the Colorado Livestock Association. Would like to recognize those livestock producers who go above and beyond to keep their families and employees safe on their operations. This year's Safe Farm Award winners are Bamford Farms of Haxton, Bella Holsteins of Plantville, Christensen Brothers of Weldona, Dvorak Feeders of Burlington, McCleary Farms of Sedgwick, D&D Feedlot West Iliff, and Penny Family Farms in Burlington. Colorado Livestock Association safety group members are committed to creating safe workplaces for the family members and employees. For more information, visit ColoradoLivestock.org.
Farming and ranching is tough. Buying your first farm or ranch shouldn't be. The Colorado Ag Development Authority, or CADA, works with your local bank to help you make the initial ag real estate purchase. Ask your local banker about a CADA loan or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543. You can also visit their website at cadafarmloan.com.
The latest crop progress report came out from the United States Department of Agriculture and the National Agricultural Statistics Service, Colorado Field Office out of Lakewood. In summary, spring fieldwork picked up in several localities last week amidst mostly dry and windy conditions. Much of the state, except central counties, were experiencing abnormally to severe drought conditions. That according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report. Northeastern counties of the state received moisture late in the week, and that aided non-irrigated crop and rangeland conditions. Local reports noted winter wheat stands and areas were filling in and showing good growth. Crop producers are busy preparing for spring planting, and livestock producers continued to benefit from mostly mild weather. Concerns were noted for rangeland moisture needs going forward. In the east and central counties, high winds depleted soil moisture supplies and damaged winter wheat stands in those areas. Reports also noted winter wheat growth was behind normal due to long-term lack of moisture. In the San Luis Valley, no moisture was received last week, and windy conditions were noted. Barley planting progressed in some localities while others had not yet started. Other spring field operations continued. In southeastern counties of the state, reports noted no moisture was received and high winds prevailed once again. Although pastures are beginning to green up, growth was noted as slow. Both winter wheat and rangeland need significant moisture moving forward to sustain growth. And as of March 27th, snowpack in Colorado was 109% measured as percent of median snowfall. The Southwest and San Luis Valley were both 100%, and stored feed supplies were rated 1% very short, 8% short, 76% adequate, and 15% surplus. And as far as crop and livestock progress goes, winter wheat being pastured was 8%, and 1% is already jointed. 8% of the state's barley crop is now planted, and 1% of onions are also planted. You can check out the latest NESS Colorado Crop Progress Report online inside the barn or by visiting ness.usda.gov.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
For more Colorado Ag news, open the barn doors online at barnmedia.net.